Current state on 90.5 WKAR. From Iron Will to Balto, American pop culture is full of books and movies about the Iditarod. The 1,000-mile race through Alaska is probably the most famous sled dog race in the world, but it's not the only one. This weekend, mushers from across the Midwest in Canada will gather in Marquette for the UP 200, Midnight Run, and Jack Pine 30 races. We invited one of the mushers heading up north this weekend to come to the studio to talk to us earlier this week. Brian Candler is a government affairs consultant and a resident of Mason. We're also joined on the phone by Pat Toriano, race organizer and president of the UP Sled Dog Association. Pat told me that the inaugural UP 200 in 1990 wasn't the first dog sled race in the Upper Peninsula.
It had a history here, and also a history of working dogs, you know, dogs that pulled loads and so on in the early 1900s. But there had been some races, but nothing as big as this one was ever attempted, no.
And how many mushers participate average every year?
Our numbers have been slightly less this year and in the last couple of years due to several factors. I know, for example, this year that the Canadian dollar is a lot less than the American dollar, and that makes a big difference in how many Canadian mushers come. But this year, at first, we thought we were going to be pretty low in the 200, but as of today, we have 14 participating in the 240-mile race, and we have 17 in the Midnight Run and 15 in the Jack Pine 30.
All right. Brian, you live in Mason, which I'm guessing is not the sled dog capital of the state. Maybe of Ingham County, I suppose. But how did you?
I've been working on that, apparently. Yeah.
How did you get into sled dog racing?
Just by accident. I had a family member with some beautiful large Malamute dogs, and they were very sweet pets, but didn't quite want a dog that large. And stumbled into my first pets were Siberian Huskies, and in looking to exercise, very active dogs. Took them out with cross-country skis, and watching the dogs enjoy that and of course enjoying being out with them eventually led to buying a sled and running them behind a sled.
How did this turn from just having some fun with your dog after work to being a more serious hobby? I'm guessing you had to invest some serious time and money into this if you want to actually race.
There is a certain amount of commitment, sure, to get the dogs ready to race and the amount of time you spend with your dogs. I was plenty content playing around with my dogs in my backyard and then the local DNR and state park trails. And I took a trip to the Upper Peninsula and visited Ed and Tasha Steelstra's touring kennel and race kennel in McMillan, Michigan, and for the first time saw sled dogs perform at the level that they're capable of performing, running, you know, over 100 miles in just the span of a couple days, and thought, wow, if you can do this, I should try to find a way to do more of this.
How many dogs do you have now?
I have 11 dogs.
Okay. Brian Candler is a musher who lives in Mason, Michigan. We've been talking about the sled dog races taking place this weekend in the UP. The excitement of Alaska without the airfare is how they put it. We're also joined by Pat Toriano, president of the UP Sled Dog Association, on the phone. Pat, what kind of terrain are the mushers moving through during these races?
It's not a very hilly terrain, but it has many twists and turns. And we're very proud of the fact that under our new grooming policies this year, we've run a groomer over exactly all the miles from here to Grand Marais and back. And in fact, the groomers are out right now running it again.
What does a groomer do?
If you just run a snowmobile over a sled dog trail, that does not firmly, you may think so, but it does not firmly pack that snow. It's only when you run a groomer, which kind of cuts slices through the snow, that you knock, so to speak, you knock the air out of it. I mean, it's very hard once that happens and can make a trail very fast.
What does a musher have to do to qualify to race in the UP 200?
In the 200, he has to finish at least in 14th place in the Midnight Run or races of similar size.
Brian Candler, how many hours are you putting in with the dogs every week? And what goes... It sounds like a lot.
It's not something I keep track of. It is something that...
It's that many?
That yeah.
You're suggesting it's an awful lot of hours. And I'm speaking to you, and you're in a coat and a tie, so you've got a day job.
One thing that I think you'll notice among mushers if you come into contact with a lot of them is that they probably do not sleep as much as many folks may sleep, because the amount of work is constant and the amount of hours in the day is constant. So what gives is generally sleep.
And that's just staying in shape, keeping the dogs in shape, or what?
Sure. So we all have to, we all do our jobs every day. We spend time with our families. And then on top of that, you know, at least 3-4 days a week, we're spending time either taking the dogs in the car to the trail, or running from our house for a few hours at a time. And then every day, of course, several times a day, we're out with the dogs, just feeding them, cleaning up after you would your pet in the backyard, except we probably have a couple more.
3 or 4 days a week, a couple hours at a time.
Easy, yeah.
Do you get in shape before there's snow on the ground?
You do. So
how do you do that?
There are a number of ways, some safer than others, to get the dogs exercised in the fall. Sled dogs, it turns out, can run a very long ways very easily. But the only way that they can do that is to very gradually increase the distances that they're running. So starting in August, early September, as soon as the weather will allow, anytime it's really below 50 degrees, you will begin by running them just a couple miles at any given time. And over the course of a few months, they gradually work up to the point in time where they're running the distances that we're running in the races, you know, 45 plus miles in one run, and they do it quite easily.
What are you using instead of a sled?
Oh, right. So down here, you don't find quite the access to all-terrain vehicle trails that you do elsewhere in the state. So I've taken to things as maybe wild as hooking them up to a bicycle, jogging behind them at any given time. But what you'll find with a lot of the folks that are running the longer races is they're hooking up dogs in front of an ATV, and the dogs can actually pull a pretty heavy ATV quite easily in gear.
How about that? Brian Candler is a musher who lives in Mason. We've been talking about the sled dog races taking place this weekend in the Upper Peninsula, the UP 200, and affiliated races. We're also joined by Pat Toriano, president of the UP Sled Dog Association. Pat, does the event draw in a lot of tourists?
It's an amazing thing. Our last economic impact statement said that in this 3 or 4 day time, $2.6 million comes into the Marquette area because of this race. We've estimated and been very close at times to 7,000 to 10,000 people downtown for the start.
And what is it about sled dog racing that captures the imagination of this crowd?
I think it's just watching these dogs, these beautiful, beautiful athletes, and how eager they are to race and participate. And, you know, we do everything to help with the safety of the dogs. We have 12 vets, 5 vet techs, and 5 vetlings, we call them, who are students at Michigan State University, that will oversee the dog's care throughout the race. One of the reasons that the 200 is so difficult for mushers, I heard Brian say that, you know, they take them out and get them prepared to do a 45-mile run. That's an average. And even the Iditarod does not start out with longer mileage than that. But because of our situation here, the 200 actually runs a 67-mile first leg. So these cannot be dogs that have not been worked with. I mean, they just can't withstand that. And our vets are very particular about that. Heart rates are checked every time they come into a checkpoint and so on, because they have to be sure that these animals are physically okay to do this.
Brian, what keeps you hooked in this activity?
I think that it's the joy the dogs display pretty much at all times that's keeps you coming back. They're always, always happy. It's infectious, and it's a real treat to just kind of go along with them while they're doing what they love to do most.
Pat, do any of the mushers who participate go on to bigger races like the Iditarod?
Yes, we have 3 or 4. I just was notified by our secretary treasurer, 3 or 4 have paid their monies so that we will send all their paperwork to the Iditarod if by chance they do succeed this year. One of our local favorites, Dr. Tim Hunt, he's a veterinarian, and he is preparing to run the Iditarod this year. Ed Steelstra has run several times and has placed fairly well in that huge race. So, yes, there's definitely interest in using this as a qualifier.
Brian, any ambitions for bigger races for you?
Well, I'm willing to go as far as I can get away with, you know, in terms of preparation. It's really whatever the dogs are ready to do is a great time.
Just remember to stop at the finish line, okay? if we see you in North Dakota, we'll know that you forgot to stop. So
yes, that's right.
We want to thank our guest. Brian Candler is a musher who lives in Mason. We've been talking about the sled dog races taking place this weekend in the UP. Also, big thanks to Pat Toriano, president of the UP Sled Dog Association. Brian, Pat, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.